You're listening to SBS News.
In the popular Star Wars movie franchise, R2-D2 is the useful little robot who can do everything from flying a starship to carrying secret messages. In real life, some schools in the United States are looking at using a robot which, while it may not battle a Death Star, could clean out the coronavirus. China-based robotics company Ubitech makes the Adibot robots in two versions, a stationary model designed to be wheeled from room to room by a cleaner or school custodian, and a self-propelled model with a LiDAR sensor which makes its way around a room, disinfecting as it goes, using intense ultraviolet light. John Ree is the general manager of Ubitech.
It utilizes a wavelength of UV light, also known as UVC, to inactivate pathogens. It basically scrambles the DNA and RNA of pathogens and disallowing it from replicating.
But while the robot may kill COVID-19 with its deadly rays, isn't that a potential danger to anyone who might accidentally walk into the room when the cleaning operation is underway?
We built in multiple layers of safety into the robot itself so that any type of ingress into a room, whether it's a human or a dog, will shut the robot off. Because we do not want people in those spaces. And so it starts off with a safety sign that is put in front of the door that is constantly communicating with the robot. And anytime that door opens, basically it triggers the robot to turn off. In addition, on the robot itself, you have an array of sensors on top, as well as a RGB camera that's using AI to basically scan the room, looking for somebody that enters into the room.
He says it's virtually impossible for somebody to be in a room while that machine is in operation. Four robots have been deployed in two schools in Delaware as part of a pilot project to measure cost efficiency and disinfection rates and allow the schools to suggest improvements. Dan Shelton, superintendent of the state's Christina School District, admits the pandemic has been a huge disruption to school life, and anything they can do that can reduce that disruption is a good thing.
We may never get to back to normal, but we need to come up with some sort of a new normal where our students are going to have what they need so that they can be successful. And we need to make sure that our teachers and our staff feel comfortable in the buildings if we're going to bring students back.
He says the robots were part of several strategies the district had investigated to make schools as safe as possible.
Without safety and security, pre-COVID, that was essential, right? We have to have safety and security. If you don't feel safe in your building, you're not going to be able to concentrate on what we need you to concentrate on, which is teaching and learning.
During the two-week pilot, two students were presumed positive for COVID-19 and the school used the robots to disinfect classrooms and common areas where the students had been. James Simmons, the Delaware Department of Education's Chief Equity Officer, says the robots inspired a high level of confidence in the staff who had to go into the disinfected rooms immediately after the procedure had been carried out.
When I followed up, we did find that the custodians who then had to go into the rooms directly after the clean had a much higher comfort level of going into those rooms. The CDC recommends 24 to 48 hours before a room where there was a positive case can be used again. This technology allows that room to be safe almost immediately.
But Mr. Simmons says the robots had an even greater advantage, and that was because their use enabled the schools to continue to work with important common areas still in operation, whereas with the old cleaning methods, it could have been several days before that happened, and that could lead to the school having to be closed.
In a classroom, a school district may be able to move a class if they had to wait and it wasn't available. A nurse's office, a gym, a cafeteria, those large areas, if there were some positive cases there, there's no way for a school district to be able to run a building without the nurse's office, the cafeteria, the gym. Those become problematic for buildings to manage. So this technology and that shrinking of that timeline was vital.
The stationary robot costs $20,000. The autonomous version is $40,000. The school district in Delaware has not yet made a decision on whether they'll invest in the robots now that the pilot has ended. As for how long it will be before the robots are ready to take on Darth Vader instead of COVID-19, that may take a little longer. Alan Lee, SBS News.